Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive four Ps. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, place, price, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. To get started, we will review the difference between traditional economics and behavioral economics in order to better define and examine behavioral economics and learn about the basics of applying behavioral economics concepts to marketing. So, what is traditional economics? Traditional economics is defined as a social science and branch of knowledge concerned chiefly with description and analysis of the production, distribution, consumption of goods and services, and the transfer of wealth. Another standard definition of economics is the study of how people allocate their limited resources to satisfy their nearly unlimited wants. Economists study the applications of the five basic foundations of economics: incentives, trade-offs, opportunity cost, marginal thinking, and the principle that trade creates value. In short, economists study how decisions are made on a micro and a macro level, from individuals and companies or organizations to societies, governments, and world leaders. However, traditional economic studies proceed as if every person were homo economicus, or a rationally self-interested decision maker. A decision maker that is acutely aware of all of the opportunities and options in the environment and their expected payoff. A decision maker that strives to maximize their benefits received from each course of action while minimizing the costs. And where does traditional economics fall short? Have you ever purchased an item just to find it at a cheaper price down the street? Or have you ever purchased a gallon of milk at the corner store, even though it costs twice as much than at the grocery store? What about savings? Is there an item that you would like to purchase, such as a new car, a house, or a vacation package, that you would need to save up for, but instead of saving for that item, you continue to spend money on other things, such as fancy dinners or expensive clothes? The truth is that humans are not always rational, self-interested decision makers. We don't always maximize benefits and minimize costs. We make decisions under uncertainty with insufficient knowledge, feedback, and bounded rationality. We sometimes lack self-control. Our preferences change, often based on how the decision and the options are presented. Humans are irrational. That is where behavioral economics steps in. And so what is behavioral economics? Behavioral economics incorporates the study of psychology into the analysis of the decision-making behind an economic outcome to capture a wider range of human motivations than the rational agent model alone affords. For example, through behavioral economics, we can study and analyze the factors that lead up to a consumer buying one product instead of another. In this season of the Behavioral Economics of Marketing podcast, we are breaking down our episodes into the four Ps of marketing: pricing, product, place, and promotion. And then we're discussing applications across those four Ps. And some of the episodes you can expect to see is going to discuss how dynamic pricing can influence time discounting, how the decoy effect guides consumer choices, how to sustain consumer joy beyond purchase, the role of social proof in location-based marketing, and the paradox of choice in e-commerce. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall.